This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV. I want to mention the time change again. I opened the show last night by mentioning the time change for this show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. Now, on USA Radio, nothing changes. We're at the same time, 3 to 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 to 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and then Central, 5 to 8. No changes on radio. WayneRootUSARadio.com. But on TV, we are making a change, but they changed on me since last night. I told you the change was happening next Tuesday, February 25th. The change is actually happening the Tuesday after that, which is March 3rd. March 3rd will be my first night in the new time slot, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, and 9 o'clock Central. That's the new time slot for Newsmax TV for the Wayne Allyn Root Show. They moved it back a week to coincide with Sean Spicer's new show on the network, former spokesman for the White House and President Trump. Great guy. Personal friend of mine, by the way. Star of Dancing with the Stars. Sean Spicer did a great job. He's got chutzpah, as they say, to go on Dancing with the Stars. And he did a great job. And he's got a show on this network, Newsmax. He's in my lineup with me. Very proud to be in that same lineup. And they want to start his show on that date, Tuesday, March 3rd, and so they want my new time slot to start on this date as well. So Tuesday, March 3rd is when you will watch this show at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. That's our new change. All right. So before I get to more Bernie Sanders talk, and I've got a lot more Bernie Sanders stuff to say, I want to tell you how crazy liberals are, okay? Because Representative James Clyburn, who's an African-American congressman from South Carolina, Democrat South Carolina. And he was on TV in the last day, I believe it was yesterday, and he was asked by Neil Cavuto of Fox News about the current economy and how well black Americans are faring. And that despite, you know, Clyburn's hostility towards Trump, I know you hate him, basically, to paraphrase Cavuto, but you got to admit, this economy is great, and it's great for black people, and it's the lowest black unemployment in, you know, basically forever. And Clyburn's answer was, come on, Neil. No, it's not true. I'm saying that the African-American unemployment is not the lowest it's ever been, unless you count slavery. We were fully employed during slavery, so it all depends on how you measure it. So, I mean, that's got to be one of the craziest statements I've ever heard. We were fully employed during slavery. That's got to be one of the stupidest statements I've ever heard. One of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard. And I think if a white person made that statement somehow, it would be considered one of the most racist statements I've ever heard. To compare unemployment now versus slavery in 1860 through 1865... and to say blacks had full employment during slavery, and I guess what he's trying to say, I can only guess, is that employment means nothing. If you're a slave, you're employed, but you were paid nothing. So is he trying to say that black people today are at the lowest unemployment ever, but they're somehow slaves? I don't know what he's saying, but it's crazy talk, and it shows you how far this Trump derangement syndrome has infected the brains of liberals. It's crazy talk. Who would compare anything today to slavery? Who would say that black people being unemployed today, excuse me, being employed today at the highest levels ever, would not be impressive because they were employed, they were all employed when they were slaves too? Are you saying all the black people that are employed today aren't being paid? They're slaves? Is that what you're saying? I don't know. It's crazy, but I know that the unemployment rate for black people 16 and older was 5.4% in August of 2019, the lowest rate in recorded history. And I know, by the way, only one person in the world, Wayne Root, wrote a column in Fox News in 2015 and said President Trump will be the greatest black president ever. And I said, okay, that's the headline. I got you to read it. You're going to say I'm crazy. We know he's not black. But you remember Bill Clinton was white, and they called him the first black president. So I'm calling Trump the first black president because he's so good with money, so good with the economy, so good at creating jobs. I think you'll find once he's elected, he will be the greatest jobs president for black Americans ever, right? And so black people will come to love him. And I said Latinos, too, will be the greatest Latino jobs president ever. And I've turned out to be the only guy in the world who predicted all that. Who would have ever agreed with me that it'd be the lowest black unemployment ever and the lowest Latino unemployment ever? Under President Trump, a conservative president who liberals claim hates minorities, hates blacks, and hates Latinos. Crazy. And I think that's the essence of Trump derangement syndrome. They just don't know how to deal with the fact that the economy is great, and it's great for blacks and minorities and groups that traditionally vote Democrat. Women, gays, it's great. Disabled people, it's the greatest, lowest unemployment ever for disabled Americans. And I don't think Democrats or lifelong liberals even know how to deal with that. They have nothing they could say, so they just make up gibberish that sounds crazy. You know, the BLS data for blacks, basically the Labor Department of the United States, starts in 1972 is when they started counting information about black unemployment, about 50 years ago. And there's a chart here that shows that black unemployment from July to December of last year, 2019, was 5.9%, 5.4%, 5.5%, 5.5%, 5.6%, 5.9%. And all of those were among the, or the lowest in recorded history. And then in January, this past month of January 2020, the rate was 6%, which is still incredibly low, among the lowest of the last 50 years. And so, you know, slavery ended in December 1865, 155 years ago. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I don't know why anyone would ever bring it up. And I don't know what it has to do with the lowest black unemployment ever. But it's crazy talk. But I'm looking here at this chart that shows black unemployment during Obama's period. And here's a great example. So Obama was president in 2009. And the black unemployment in 2009, let me quote a few months, 15%, 15%, 15.3%, 15.8%, 15.7%, 16.1%. And then in 2010, a 16.8, a 16.6, a 16.2%. In 2011, it didn't get better under Obama. 16.5%, 16.3%, 16.4%. Wow. And then finally, in 2012, it gets a little lower. They're in the 13s and 14s. In 2014, they're in the 13s, 14s, and 12s. In 2015, under Obama, black unemployment gets down to about 9.9, 10.1, and 9.7%. And now under Trump, it's in the 6s and the 5s. So by any measure, President Trump is a better president economically for black Americans than Barack Obama, the first black president, by any measure. And this liberal, Democrat, or black is misleading you. It's as simple as that. Or misleading themselves. Or they're blind, deaf, and dumb. I don't know. Something's wrong. They're delusional. They just can't face the reality. All right, let's get back to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders takes a huge lead in the latest national poll and surges in South Carolina. Now, if he beats Biden in South Carolina, everything I ever said and predicted is true again. Biden's done. Finished. Bernie Sanders is soaring. Joe Biden crashed in the national preference for the Democrat primary. And I think all these polls rose behind the curve by a little bit. So, you know, usually they're taken a week ago, and it's moving towards Bernie every day. As an example, here in Nevada, where I live, it looks like Bernie's going to win by a landslide in the Nevada Democrat caucus. By a landslide. Latest poll shows him up by 19. Well, 2 weeks ago, he was behind. Now he's up by 19. Biden was up by, you know, 20 for the last year in Nevada. All of a sudden, Bernie Sanders is up by 20. That's a 40-point turnaround. And every day it got stronger. So I'm sure this national poll is behind the curve, too. But this national poll is out, and Biden dropped 8 points And Sanders went up too. And so it's Bernie Sanders with 29% support and Joe Biden with 22% nationally. Mike Bloomberg still only 14%. Elizabeth Warren 12%. Mayor Pete 8%. So much for him being the savior. Amy Klobuchar 6%. So much for her being the savior. Tom Steyer 3%. So much for spending hundreds of millions of dollars buying an election. Listen, this is what Democrats missed with Trump. Yeah, he spent some money. He never spent hundreds of millions, by the way. But Trump got billions in free media because he's a celebrity. And because he's controversial and he says wild things, and the media hates him so much, they inadvertently elected him by giving him billions in free media. And they just can't help themselves because it gives them great ratings and they make lots of money. And the worse they talk about Trump, the more people want to vote for him. But Trump never spent hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money. I think he spent a grand total of $50 billion of his own money. And I'm telling you, you can't buy an election. You can spend hundreds of millions or billions in the case of Michael Bloomberg, and still nobody loves you. There's no passion for you. The whole key is anybody passionate about you? And people are passionate about Trump, and they're passionate about Bernie Sanders. Not as many, thank God. America's still conservative and capitalist over liberal and socialist. So there's more people passionate about Trump. But still... they're not passionate about Bloomberg. They're passionate a little bit about Bernie. And Bernie's been on the scene a long time. Bloomberg's brand new. And the more you hear about Bloomberg, the more you realize the Democrat base cannot love him. He has said so many outrageous Trump-like things in the last few years, except here's the difference. As I said in my commentary yesterday, Trump offends Democrats and liberal groups. Bloomberg is offending his own voters, Democrats and liberal groups. Trump never makes that mistake. Trump will never offend farmers. Trump will never offend white middle-class voters, right? Trump will never offend veterans. But Bloomberg offends all the groups he needs, women, pregnant women, women in the workplace, transgenders. New comments came out today about transgenders, blacks, Latinos, black youth, and farmers. He needs them all. He can't win the nomination.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real.
Get real.
Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. And, of course, Donald Trump's on fire, doing a great job. At an all-time high, according to Real Clear Politics, who, by the way, I've never agreed with their poll of polls. Because what they do is they take like 20 polls, they average them together, and almost all of them poll registered voters or anybody. You don't even have to be registered. If you pick up the phone, they poll you. There's almost none of those polls that poll likely voters like Rasmussen or Gallup. Those are the only two I really trust. Zogby is not bad either, and there's one in California, USC poll. I can't remember the actual name of it during the election in 16, but it's only during election time that they have that poll. But it's a USC-sponsored poll, as in University of Southern California. And it got the election right last year, along with Rasmussen, and that was it. And so the fact that you add 20 polls together when they're mostly misleading and they're meant to hurt Trump and take away your enthusiasm and your positivity about Trump as a Trump voter doesn't impress me. But if you average those 20 together and they're the highest they've ever been, that's still saying something. In other words, they were all at 46%, and I believe that's the high that's ever been under Trump's presidency. I don't have the article in front of me. I'm quoting from memory. They're at 46%. Real Clear Politics, a composite of all their polls, highest it's ever been in the poll of all polls with all polls combined. That's still saying something. I would argue that 46 is a bad number. I would argue that Trump is really 55-56 because you're suppressing, when you don't do likely voters, you're asking the wrong people about Trump. And there's a certain percent of Trump fans that will never tell the truth to a pollster or purposely want to mislead a pollster. So between those two things, I think that means Trump's not at 46, he's like 56. So the 46 number I've never believed in. But it doesn't matter. if his number's usually at 38, 39, 40, and now he's at 46, and it's the highest of all time, it's still a great sign. And I just still continue to believe we need Bernie Sanders as the Democrat nominee, because, as I've said on this show on many occasions, Obama was just as liberal as Bernie, and Hillary is just as liberal as Bernie, and just as socialist as Bernie. As a matter of fact, I have proof. It's not just Wayne Root's guess or Wayne Root's opinion. When Obama was in the U.S. Senate, his voting record was to the left of Bernie Sanders, who's the most socialist man to ever be in the United States Senate. And Obama was to the left of Bernie. But he was great at masking it, just like Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete is as big a socialist as Bernie Sanders. But he comes across as Mr. Moderate. You know, he knows how to speak in a way that tells you nothing. He will never admit to being a socialist. And he'll even condemn Bernie for being too socialist. When in reality, an Obama and a Mayor Pete are the same as Bernie. They just hide it. But that's good when you're running for office. If you can mask what you really are when you run for office, you have a chance of winning. Because you don't want to show people you're really a socialist. That will never work. So what Democrats are panicking about is not that a socialist is running, it's that he's the first socialist to ever tell the truth and admit he's a socialist. All the rest of them are socialists too. That's the real story here that nobody wants to admit. They're all socialists. Every single freaking one of the Democrats are a socialist, and it's just a degree of on the scale of how socialist they are. Amy Klobuchar, the things she believes in are all pretty socialist. Mike Bloomberg, the things he believes in, pretty socialist. I haven't studied Bloomberg's economic program yet. I've seen his transgender agenda. It is socialist left of left. I've seen his illegal immigration agenda. It is left of left. And then I actually heard today from a good friend of mine who is a major player on Wall Street, you know, in the hedge fund and mutual fund business, and he called me today and said, have you seen Bloomberg's economic policies? They are to the left of anything Obama ever proposed. He's not a conservative or an independent or a moderate. He's far left of anything Obama ever did. That's how far left the Democratic Party has gone. Now to compete in the Democrat primary, you've got to be left of Obama. But again, Obama was socialist. He just didn't show it. He believed the only way to be elected is to hide it and fight for incremental success, a little bit at a time. Never go for a bite of the entire elephant or you'll choke to death. That's what Obama believed. Just go for a little bite. You know, isn't that a famous joke? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So Obama was going for one bite at a time, and these guys like Sanders are going for the whole elephant. And that's all Obama's really saying. It's not that he's against socialism or against Bernie Sanders. He's against the style of Bernie Sanders. He believes, Obama, that the only way to win is to make believe you're not a socialist. All right, up next, a message from Prostate Guide. Prostate Guide for men. If you're a guy and you have a problem with your prostate, how do you know which pills work? There's tons of ads on TV. They have done all the tests. They know which pills work, and they're willing to give you the guide completely free. Next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's no secret. Wayne Al Root, by the way, on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. It's no secret that I'm a big fan of Bernie Kerik. I think we'll have him on the show tomorrow. We were trying to track him down tonight, and he's getting thousands of requests to be in the media. The former police commissioner of New York City, who was pardoned by President Trump yesterday. I'm so proud that I had some hand in that and some part in that. I started the whole thing, that I know. To my knowledge, there was no one in America who was writing columns, "Mr. President, please pardon Bernie Kerik," when I wrote it and got it in President Trump's hands. And it eventually happened. And so I think I played at least a small part, if not a much bigger one, and I'm very proud of that fact. But it's more important to me that Bernie Kerik is pardoned than worrying about whether I played a part in it. He's a friend of mine, and he deserved it. He's such a good man, and he was so hurt that he hadn't been pardoned earlier. And it opens up the world to him. It changes his life. As he said in a New York Post interview yesterday, as an ex-felon, he couldn't even carry a gun. And he'd been carrying a gun his whole life as a soldier and a police officer and the head of the New York City Police Department and the head of corrections for New York City, the jail system, and then the police department. He's carried a gun his whole life. All of a sudden, he's banned from carrying a gun. Now that he's had his record expunged, he can carry a gun again. Just something as little as that is not little. It's huge. So I'm thrilled for Bernie in every way, shape, or form. But the guy that actually I think will be the most valuable that Trump pardoned or, in this case, commuted his sentence was Blago, the former governor of Illinois, Blagojevich, Rod Blagojevich. He was in the middle of a 14-year term, and he was prison sentence. He wasn't pardoned, but he was commuted halfway through. And as Blago said in a press conference today, "I'm a Democrat. President Trump gained nothing for pardoning me, no political gain or benefit for pardoning me. He just did it because it was the right thing to do." And I believe it sent a message, as I said on last night's show, that all these political games by prosecutors and U.S. attorneys and attorney generals and the Democrat Party and the deep state and the D.C. swamp have got to end. You can't ruin people's lives because you don't like their politics. But Democrats don't think like that. They want to destroy us. As was evidenced by President Obama coming after me with the IRS. There's no question about what happened. He tried to destroy my life with the IRS. With him as president, him giving the orders to the Internal Revenue Service. So, I think it's interesting. Blago will be a very big benefit, in my opinion, to President Trump. And today, Blago gave a press conference. Again, I'm talking about former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich. He was flanked by black Trump supporters. Rod Blagojevich is white, but he was flanked by black Trump supporters and ex-cons. And he now calls himself a self-described Trumpocrat, not a Democrat, a Trumpocrat. And he says he's going to vote for Trump in this election, assuming his voting rights are restored. But I don't think they will be, because he's still a felon. My friend Bernie Kerik was pardoned. That means all criminal charges, all convictions, gone. Expunged from your record. Now you can vote. Now you can carry a gun. With Blagojevich, he just let him out of prison and commuted his sentence. But he did not pardon him. So I think he's barred from voting. But he's supporting Trump, if not voting for him. And to see him out there saying wonderful things about Trump and what it means to him and his family, what Trump did for him, when he's a member of the opposite party, and Obama, of his own party, never commuted his sentence, never pardoned him, never did anything for him, let him rot in prison. Here was the governor of Illinois, Democrat, while Obama was the senator. Obama becomes president, and his administration decides to ruin this guy's life, and he leaves him rotting in a prison cell. And the new Republican president that Democrats hate so much lets him out. I think that says a lot. I think that does a lot for President Trump. I really do. And Democrats and never Trumpers are shaking with rage as Trump commuted Rod Blagojevich, I'll call him Blago because I can't stand pronouncing his name. But it's Blagojevich is the way to pronounce it. When you're talking as fast as me on national TV, it's not easy to pronounce Blagojevich. But he commuted his 14-year sentence, and it was met with jubilation by Chicago's black community. And it's because Blagojevich, Blago, is saying Democrats failed to address the issue of key concerns of the black community when Obama was president. Criminal justice reform. And when Democrats had the Senate and the House and the presidency, they never addressed criminal justice reform. And Blago says the system is just terrible. It's corrupt. It's dirty. It's crooked. What they did to him was awful. Now, look, he's probably a corrupt guy. All these Democrat politicians are corrupt guys, and plenty of Republicans are corrupt too. I think they're all in it for the money. But he says, and arguably, this is all on the money by Blago. No one has done more to fix this broken and racist criminal justice system than President Trump and Jared Kushner. No one. No one. Everyday people who find themselves caught up in this system, he said, recognize the futility in fighting for their rights. They just give in, and under duress, unfair and cruel over-sentencing is the rule. It is a broken criminal justice system, and it has been for a long time. It's a racist criminal justice system. No one is doing more to fix this system than President Trump and Jared Kushner. And he was surrounded by key members of Chicago's black community who lobbied for Blagojevich's release and today surrounded him to celebrate and see their concerns given media attention. I think this is great for President Trump. I think this is scary for President Obama. I think this is scary for the Democrat Party. Activists Paul McKinley and Mark Carter, critics of Barack Obama, stood at Blago's side during his press conference. McKinley said he opened the jobs, the contracts, opportunities for all residents of Illinois, regardless of race or economic background. He's talking about Blago. He wasn't with the machine. So they liked Blago, and they thought it was unfair that the machine put him away. And so, you know, in my opinion, this is a great move by President Trump. It's going to come back and pay dividends times 10,000 in goodwill. I think there's a lot of black people out there opening their minds to a Republican president who is trying to do great things for them, and they go to Democrat their whole lives, and the Democrat president did nothing for them. Nothing. Rod Blagojevich says Donald Trump is actually fighting to bring real change. And you know who that is dig against? Obama. Obama said hope and change. He gave no hope to the black community and the minority community, Hispanic community, and no change. There was no change, and there was nothing to be hopeful about. So it's a dig against them. Let me give you another example of the doors and windows Trump is opening. Trump's expected to name the current U.S. ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, as the acting intelligence chief. This guy will be the new acting spy chief of the United States, the new director of national intelligence. Let me let you in on a little secret. Richard Grenell is openly gay. He's the U.S. ambassador to Germany, and he's openly gay, and President Trump named him. And I've said on this show before, I'd much rather vote for a gay conservative Republican who believes in lower taxes and less regulation and build the wall and America first and protect my country and make America great again. I'd much rather vote for a black Republican, a Latino Republican, a gay Republican, a female Republican than vote for some Democrat who doesn't agree with anything I believe in, but who happens to be white. I don't care. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're white and Jewish. I'm Jewish. I couldn't care less. A Jewish Democrat, to me, I wouldn't vote for you in a million years. But a gay Republican, I'd vote for you if you believe in the same things as me. And this Richard Grenell believes in the same things as me. I've seen him speak multiple times, and he believes in the same things that you and I do. He just happens to be gay. Now he's going to be the acting intelligence chief of the United States of America. As Trump has said many times, he's not anti-gay. The Republican Party's not anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay. All right. Now we get back to Mayor Bloomberg. I want to get back, because this is the guy everybody thinks is the great hope of the Democrat Party. Some would say the great white hope of the Democrat Party. Because they got to get back to getting the votes of the Midwest and the white middle class where they can't beat President Trump. If you can't get the white middle class, you can't win back Pennsylvania, can't win back Michigan, can't win back Ohio, can't win back Wisconsin, can't win back Iowa. Nothing in the Midwest is winnable if you can't get the white middle class on your team. And Bloomberg would appear to be the guy who could do that, much less communist, radical, extreme than a Bernie Sanders, right? And certainly a better choice than Mayor Pete, who's never done anything in his life, the mayor of South Bend, who looks like he's 12 years old, looks like Alfred E. Newman. He's not going to be the president of the United States. 12-year-olds don't get elected president. And by the way, I read you yesterday some of the comments of residents of South Bend. He's done nothing for the community. Actually, he screwed over the black community. He's been terrible to the black community of South Bend. And the black community does not like him. And the police do not like him. And violent crime is raging. And there was lots of new development in South Bend directed by him. None of it was directed to the black community. They just sat there and died. So this is not the guy to lead. All the black residents of South Bend are going, this guy will destroy the American economy. So Bloomberg, no one could argue, knows money, right? He's worth about $60 billion. He can buy and sell Donald Trump. How about that one? So you can't argue he doesn't know money, right? And you can't argue that he can't outspend Trump. He could spend $6 billion of his $60 billion fortune and still have almost all of it left, more than he could ever spend in 1,000 lifetimes. And $6 billion, heck, Hillary spent, I think, $2 billion in the election last time. He could spend $6 billion of his own money and never ask for a dime at a campaign fundraiser. Amazing, right? But he's the most flawed candidate you've ever seen. Tonight, the Democrat debate, you're going to find out I'm right. Mini Mike, short little guy, but he's a tyrant. He's got an ego the size of a 18-foot guy, even though he's little Mini Mike. He's like 5'6", but he's got an ego like a guy who's 18 feet tall. And he's a tyrant. A tyrant. And he believes in such weird things, and he said so many Trump-like things. All right, we'll be back in a second. I'll tell you more. Message coming up from Dr. Joseph Williams, who is my great friend, board-certified MD, one of 200 doctors in the world, who's a diplomat of the American Board of Hair Restoration. If you're a guy with thinning hair, he could be the most important breakthrough doctor for you in this whole universe. Stay tuned for the message now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Stone's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestStone.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. There's a story out that the left is panicking over Hispanic support for Trump, as well they should. And I think they're panicking over black support for Trump. And I really hope against hope that my own people, the Jewish people, will be dramatically up in their support for Trump. How could you not be? After what he's done for America and the economy and Israel, how could you not be? If you're in the business world, he's done great for you. If you are a fan of Israel, he's done such great things for Israel. You have to be. The numbers have got to be up among Jewish voters. I don't know about dramatically, but I think he had 25% in 2016. I'm willing to bet you he'll go to 30, maybe 31, 32%. I think black vote was 8% in 2016. I would not be shocked to see it double in 16, and I wouldn't be completely shocked to see it triple in the 20s. And then we've got Hispanic support. So let's see. Support among Hispanics for President Trump sits at 30%. This is higher than the percentage of the Hispanic vote Mitt Romney earned in 2012, and even with McCain in 2008. I think this poll's way low. But the far-left Atlantic is alarmed enough that it poured hundreds of words into outrage over the problem. Having worked at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, this article says, during the Obama administration, I'm firmly aware of the power of the Latino vote, so I've been watching these numbers with an alarm in an election that will likely come down to the smallest margins of victory. The consistent support for Trump from a small but vocal subset of Latino voters is a real threat to Democrats. If unchanged, this dynamic could have devastating repercussions for Latinos and the country as a whole. This is what they're writing, liberals in the Atlantic. And I don't think Trump will be in 30. I think he'll be in the high 30s of Hispanic vote. All right, so back to Bloomberg. I was telling you we went to the break that Mayor Bloomberg has a problematic record. First of all, he's come out with his transgender support. He's got an agenda for transgenders that's enough to make you just go, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. So liberal, it's to the left of to the left of to the left of extreme left. Same thing with his immigration plans, to the left, to the left, to the left. His immigration program doesn't go after illegals, it goes after ICE. See, and I don't think he really believes this. He's a very cynical guy. Very cynical billionaire. He didn't become a billionaire by being a big liberal, a bleeding heart, extreme left liberal. He became a billionaire by being a common sense, pragmatic guy and a pro-business guy. And yet his views now are so far left because that's the only way to win the Democrat nomination. So I warned you about his transgender views. Here's an article about it. Bloomberg would provide coverage of gender-affirming care in the Veterans Administration. Okay? So you're talking about the Veterans Administration paying for sex change operations for transgender veterans. You can't believe this stuff. You really can't. He's pledged to reverse the ban on transgender people serving in the military and rescind the exclusion of coverage of gender-affirming care in the Veterans Health Administration. This would be part of his effort to reaffirm America's LGBTQ leadership. According to his own campaign website, I warned you about this. I got to this quicker than anybody in the country. He plans to review and restore honorable discharges and military benefits to veterans who are discharged solely for being LGBTQ prior to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He plans to offer gender-affirming health care, which includes sex change surgery and hormonal therapy for transgender people through expansion of a Medicare-like public option. He plans to make violence against transgender women of color, biological males who identify as women, a top federal priority. He's as bad as Elizabeth Warren, who said the number one issue at the border is illegal aliens who are transgender. Left on the other side, they could be getting assaulted or raped. Number one issue. He plans to establish a comprehensive approach to addressing violence against LGBTQ people, especially transgender women of color. He will make hate and bias crimes a top federal priority, reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, and fund family justice centers and community-based programs. There are those euphemisms. Community-based programs. That's an Obamaism if I've ever heard it. Community-based programs like Cure Violence. And mandate, listen to this one. What do you think this means? Mandate oversight, accountability, and training for federal law enforcement. You know what that means. That means if you're a cop, you got to go into some psychiatric program. And you got to, you know, we got to exercise the demons out of you that don't like transgender people. And you got to be brainwashed all day long into diversity, diversity, diversity. And if you don't agree with that, you're kicked off the police force. He plans to launch initiatives to combat bullying, harassment, discrimination called Respect for All. These are all euphemisms. Nobody's for bullying. No one's for harassment. I want to see a single person touch a person because they're gay or straight, because they're transgender or anything else. No one's for bullying. No one's for harassment. No one's for violence. But when they start talking about things like this, they will ruin our schools. They will ruin our police departments. They will ruin our government agencies. They will ruin every business on Wall Street because you won't be able to get banking loans if they decide you're racist or sexist or homophobic or anything else. This is what Bloomberg stands for now. Not what he used to stand for, but to get the nomination, this cynical guy has changed everything he believes in. All right, we're going to say goodnight. All the cops out there, all the military, all the veterans, have a great night. We love you. Appreciate your sacrifices. Up next, the message from my sponsor. My doctor suggests silver may be the best defense against colds and flu and viruses. Coronavirus is a virus. I'd listen if I was you. Message from my doctor suggests.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.